Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and it's that time. We got our special guest in the building. I do want to let everybody know that the Nikki Rich Show, we stand right now with over almost 350,000 listeners. So shout out to all the listeners that's listening in. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And we welcome you guys to the Nikki Rich Show. Follow us on our social networking site at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter, as well as at Nikki Yard Show. That's our Twitter for the Nikki Rich Show. And log on to Instagram, Facebook, at Miss Nikki Rich as well. But with no further ado, I'm excited and ready for our guest. I do want to let you know a little bit about our guest tonight. We got Mr. Divine Evans in the house. He is a 3-time Grammy Award-winning songwriter, producer, engineer, and a music programmer. Worked with so many that's in the industry right now, very high-profile heavyweights, such as Nicki Minaj, as well as Dirty Money, Kanye West, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Mary J. Blige, and so forth. And with no further ado, the Nikki Rich Show is excited and ecstatic to welcome 3-time Grammy Award winning producer and songwriter, Mr. Divine Evans. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Good. It's an honor to be talking to you today.
Yes, it's an honor to have you here tonight. And I'm just ecstatic because I tell you, you are an inspiration out there to all the producers and songwriters out there.
I hope so, because that's like the way that we survive is to be inspired.
Yes.
We got to like keep it alive.
That's real. That is so real. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, and I know that we have so many people tuned in. Now, go ahead and let everybody know. I know you've been in the game for a minute now. How did you realize and know that you wanted to pursue music?
Well, I mean, it's funny. Like, for me, pursuing music started kind of in a revengeful way because
okay.
I was 6 years old, and there was a band across the street that was like teenagers, and I used to go watch them practice on Saturdays in their garage. They would leave their garage door open and they would practice, and I used to always ask the guy who lived there like what I had to do to join the band, and he was like, well, you just got to get a guitar, because if you don't have a guitar you can't be in the band. So I was like, okay, that's it. You know, in my mind I'm like, well, that's easy.
Uh-huh.
So I went and up egged my mom to give me a guitar. And I finally talked her into it. She took me and got a guitar. So I showed up at the next rehearsal, and all of the guys kind of started laughing at me, you know. And, in my mind, I'm 6 years old, so I'm thinking, you know, they're being rude, and, you know, so I'm, like, offended by it. And in all honesty, they were probably just thinking it was cute. But to me, I thought they were just laughing at me. So I spent, you know, the next few months gathering up my little friends and my little crew and decided we're going to start our own band. And that's kind of like where the passion started, because I had this I'll show you mentality, you know, at the age of 6. I was like determined to be a better band than the teenagers across the street from me. So I started learning guitar and I just trained myself. I never had a teacher, you know, so I started
mm-hmm.
playing any song I could hear on the radio. I would try to learn how to play it, and you know, it was a really interesting story. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we used to do, we used to take wood and we would kind of cut pieces of wood into the shape of a guitar and nail it together and paint it and put glitter on it. And we would use rubber bands for the strings. Like, everybody didn't have a guitar. I had one, but everybody else didn't have one. So for my band to be official, you know, everybody had to have an instrument. So we started trying to build our own. So we were very creative,
now,
to say the least.
That is creative.
Yeah.
That's really starting from the ground up.
Oh, no, we started from the very, very ground up, yeah. And the funny thing is,
yes.
like, a lot of the ground up work that we were doing was destroying my dad's garage. And, you know, because we would take wood that was, like, kind of, like, mounted on the wall, like, it was nailed on, so we would, like, unnail it, and, you know, that's the wood we would use. And I used my mom's, she had a box full of, like, old tablecloths and curtains and stuff, and we cut those up and made capes out of them. Like, we were determined
wow.
to be a band. And then I remember we put, like, signs up all over the neighborhood saying free concert, and then we were, like, laying in our front yard driveway, like we were posing for an album cover. And people kept slowing down, looking at us, but then one guy actually stopped, and me and my friends kind of panicked because we were like, oh, my God, we got our first fan. We got to get ready to perform. And we took off running, and come to find out, the guy thought we were doing a garage sale. So, you know, We did not have our first fan. We had a guy who was interested in buying perhaps the tablecloth we were wearing. I don't know.
Oh.
But that kind of passion has always, you know, made me kind of, you know, the way I am. I've always been like that. I've always been the assemble my crew kind of guy. And that's how I kind of developed my team, which is the Senate Music Group, you know, and we chose we chose that concept based on the power of a fist versus a finger, you know, and we would align ourselves with, you know, a group of other people that are pursuing music that have their own set of achievements, and we would raise the value of our brand collectively, which would, you know, like launch individual success into orbit as well, you know. So
y'all managed to stay this long together.
Yeah, we started the Senate in 2007. I mean, it has evolved. Like, some of the members that started with us are not with us anymore just because there was a different, different direction. We had a few people live in different mm-hmm. cities, and the team originally was, you know, it was kind of difficult to work if I'm in L.A. and they're in Atlanta. I originally came here from Atlanta, to L.A., and with a lot of the original members being still in Atlanta, it was just, you know, hard to be productive. Like, if we had deadlines or whatever, you know, it would take, like, flying people out. It was just too complicated, you know. So, you know, slowly but surely the team evolved, and it keeps growing. I mean, I feel like we're a small army now. It's like military style now, you know, because we keep finding people that want to just, they meet us, they work with us, and they want to, you know, keep that energy going, you know. They love the energy and the workflow and the amount of music that we get done, the quality of music we get done is so much better now. So
that is hot. Now, how did y'all manage to, I say, grow your name and make the name for yourself for people, you know, to attract others to be like, oh, I want to work with these guys they got some hot music.
I feel like the secret for us is that we targeted award shows. So every time there was an award show, we would throw big events, and there would all be music industry events. We would never charge for our events, and we always centered it around the what we believed in most, which is the power of networking, you know, and mm-hmm. creating opportunities for, you know, the creative people in our business to meet each other, you know. Having people that you hear about, you know about, you've heard their work, but you never get a chance to meet them face to face, have them come into a building full of people they've never had a chance to meet, you know, and kind of like, you know, introduce me to your best producer and I'll introduce you to mine. And people in the music industry, they really love that. They love the opportunities that, you know, they come out and they meet like 50 or 60 people that they would have never met in person. I mean, Twitter is one thing. You can hit people up on Twitter and you might be able to start a working relationship. There's never going to be anything that replaces, you know, face-to-face meetings, you know. So we've done that for, you know, about 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we started in venues that, you know, were about 100, you know, 100 capacity or 200. You know, they weren't very big. And then, you know, now we're doing, like, you know, the Congo Room has been our main spot, you know, and that right there holds anywhere from 11 to 1,500 people, and we've been pretty successful at reaching capacity at every event that we do now. So, you know, people, they love the events, and we get such good feedback and mm-hmm. always positive vibes. And we also create opportunities for, like, artists that we respect that we may have never had the opportunity to work with, you know, that are on the come up, you know, like the YouTube sensations or all the people that are like, have a big following. I'd love to work with them, but maybe haven't had the chance to, so I'll build a relationship with them by providing an opportunity for them to perform in our show, you know, or one of our events, and start a relationship off like that. A few days later, we'll be in the studio with them, and, you know, next thing you know, we have a good ongoing relationship. You know, we did great music together, we did a great show together, and now we're just moving forward with both our lives, but, you know, we've expanded our network, so when we do stuff in the future, they're going to take it more serious because they know that when they come to our events that they meet people that heighten their own careers. So that's been kind of like our approach, you know, in addition to just like, you know, the music. The music is the main priority. I mean, we always put our own artists and our own writers on the stage.
Exactly.
To highlight their abilities and everything. But, yeah, so far it's been a pretty successful approach. So,
And I love that you work with the indie artists as well. And, you know, you work with everybody and not limited to, you know, some people, they get to where, oh, I just don't want to work with this certain or particular group. And I love that. And you're able to also educate those as well that is trying to come up, you know.
Yeah.
And that's still.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, even with the education part of it, I know one of the things that a lot of people don't know about me is whenever I do tour, you know, I try to set up workshops in a lot of the major cities that I go to where I have, like, relationships with maybe one or two people. I'll get a studio and book it out for the day and then invite, like, you know, 40 or 50 people that want to know, like different tricks on how to make songs, like how to improve the sound of your demos, and you make them sound like records, you know, like, just different tricks and stuff like that, you know. And you know, only money we charge is to cover the cost of the studio time, you know. But I spend a lot of time doing that, just kind of teaching people how to improve their own sound, you know. And I enjoy it, you know. And I even tried to start a website, you know, called Independence Day, but somebody owned the site and they were trying to charge like $10,000 for it, and I was like, it ain't that serious. But I live and die by the, you know, the independent artist, because that's the only place that I find true passion anymore, you know, because all of the celebrities and the famous people, like, I don't really get anything out of those relationships, like, because most of them are hollow, you know. It's just like, it's just ones and zeros, like, you know, whereas when you have an artist who's on the rise and on the come up, like, I mean, they'll do anything, they'll work hard, you know, they'll follow your instructions and, you know, try, like, to be a little bit more brave on their approach to recording their own songs versus an established artist where, you know, you got to go through this rigorous process just to get the songs heard. And I don't know, it just takes a lot out of you. Every thousand songs you write, one song will place. And it's just a lot of fuel to burn to get not very far, you know. So, you know, for me, it's always a better rush of adrenaline, you know, to do that with an independent artist than it is to, you know, chase down a Rihanna album, you know. So,
yeah. And then, you know, like, too, with the, even though they're learning, you also can learn from them as well, you know, because they also learn it, but they also got some tricks of the trade, too. You know, that's what people don't realize.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's sometimes I've learned stuff from people just because they were doing something wrong, but it taught me, you know, a different approach. Like, I remember I was working with an artist from Japan. I had a publishing deal over there, so I used to do, like, a lot of artists over there. And there was a girl who was only on, like, on Pro Tools as an engineer and songwriter for about 2 weeks. And, she didn't know anything about it. But the one thing she did know is that this mistake I made where I missed one of the vocals the girl was singing, it was the perfect take, but I didn't record it. And she was, you know, I remember her saying to me, well, when I'm at home, I do that all the time, and I just use this tool right here, and I drag it out, and the vocal is still there, you know. And when she said it, it made perfect sense to me, because I remembered how Pro Tools allocates space to record. It's like when a track is in record mode, it always is recording. It just doesn't show you what it records until you put it in record mode, like until you, like, actually hit the number 3, and then it starts recording, and then it'll show you what you, you know, recorded. But, you know, it records everything, and thanks to her, I saved that vocal. And I remember I was doing a song with Big Boy and all them for the Purple Ribbon All-Stars album that Outkast did, and I was recording the song Kryptonite, and I remember that same information that girl gave me, it saved me from missing, like, something that was really, you know, important to the Big Boy. It was a real random thing he did. And if I didn't capture it and use that trick that 2 week engineer taught me, I would have just felt like we had to re-record it, you know? So, I respect the, you know, the people that know everything, and I respect the people that know nothing, because they all know something different, you know?
And
that variety of information, it'll keep, you know, making you grow, you know.
It does, because, I mean, I know I've learned a lot, and a lot of people, they always want to sometimes, you know, put indie artists down, But sometimes they don't know, you know. And, you know, we are here as the industry leaders, executives, and so forth. We're here to give them the information that they need, but a lot of times we don't give them the right information. We just give them just enough so we can get some change.
Right, exactly.
You know,
And it's all a struggle and a learning process, you know, because I know for me, like, I've been blessed to work with, like, the most amazing, you know, talent in the world, but I've also been blessed to see the fall of it. You know, I've seen, like, artists that were on the radio with number one records as short as 2 years ago that they have a harder time paying their rent than I do. And to me, that's frightening that, you know, a lot of people aren't educated on how to, like, maintain a career. You know, I feel like, you know, if people want to be artists, that should be something that they should all, like, you know, have some sort of training in, because, you know, there's a lot of them. I mean, because once their hit songs go off the radio, I mean, you know, all that lavish lifestyle that they had, I mean, they can't afford it no more. And, you know, you have all these people that end up having to, like, sell, and they end up losing everything because now it's too hard for them to go get a regular job, and, you know, pride gets in the way. They didn't make any kind of investments that are bringing any money back into their, you know, their life, their family. You know, it's just all, like, waste, you know.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So, and I know a friend of mine, do you know who Justin Gray is, by any chance? A producer named Justin Gray? I don't know if you've ever met him or heard about him before, but he told me the other day, I was at his house, and he told me a statistic that was kind of scary, like, that only 2% of all songwriters make more than $20,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, it's only 2%, you know, so that means that 98% of all songwriters are living below poverty, you know, and, you know, so if you're a writer, if you get to the point where you're making, like, any kind of money as a writer, then you got to be smart with it, because it's only a matter of time before the hit songs are harder to get. And once they get difficult to get, then, you know, you're going to fall into that 2%, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's so true. That is so true. Now tell everybody what you're currently working on right now.
Well, currently my main focus right now is I have an album that me and my team did called Red Moon, and what I did is I reached out to about 13 of the most popular piano players in the touring business. You know, so I have, like, all music directors. I have Rihanna's music director, Kanye's music director, Jay-Z's music director, Mary J's music director. I just have all these really, really popular, amazing musicians, and I had them compose a piano piece, and me and my team just wrote 13 original songs. And the album's called Red Moon. We're going to be releasing it next month. That's, like, one of the things I'm most proud of, because it is, like, such real music, you know. There's no other instruments on the album except piano and live strings, you know. So we have a girl named Stephanie Matthews and Juliet. They wrote out all these beautiful string arrangements, you know. So it's going to be just a magnificent album, I think, that everybody will really appreciate. So that's one of the things I've been working on. Me and Adam Blackstone and a few other people just finished a new theme song for Queen Latifah's new sitcom that she has coming out. She's working with Will and Jada Smith, and they have a show coming out on CBS. I'm not sure what the title of the show is, but we just did that, like, a week ago. You know, so I'm really excited to be a part of that, because she by far is, like, the one person. I mean, working with her means more to me than any person I've ever worked with. And, you know, like, in my whole career, I never felt more special than I did when I was working with her, you know. And it's because of my respect for what she's accomplished, because she has every odd against her, you know, according to what people consider odd, you know, like, as far as being, you know, a little overweight, as far as being a black woman, as far as being a woman, as far as being a rapper, as far as, you know, just not your typical beauty model that they want to, you know, give record deals to. Like, she came with all those things that people call odds and overcame all of that, and is way more successful than people who have none of those odds, you know? And, I mean, she's just doing incredibly well for herself. I mean, she tells me about some of the projects she's working on and some of the deals she just closed that she needs help with, and it's just mind-blowing. You know, she just did, like, all these things, you know, and had no help. She just saw, and you know, a way in that a lot of people overlooked, and she took advantage of it. And now she's, like, you know, she's, like, one of the most successful black women that we'll probably ever know in our lifetime, you know.
And it's good, you know, like, it's so many people out there that you know, like I said, that inspire us and that help us, you know, and just give us that, I would say, that little boost to continue on, you know, that kind of can, it makes you want to keep going and, you know, when you come in contact with amazing people like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know. Whenever we were working on the last day, we were doing the vocals for the theme song. You know, she was telling me that she had an idea in her head that she wanted help translating, and it was a jazz idea. And I don't really play jazz; that's not really my thing. But Maroon 5 was rehearsing across the street from us, so I called Adam Blackstone and I asked Adam if there was anybody over there that could play keys, like, you know, with the jazz, you know, feel. And he was like, yeah, P.J. Morton's over here. So I was like, oh, perfect. So him and P.J. Morton came over, and Queen Latifah was just singing, you know, her idea. And just to sit there in the room with Queen Latifah, P.J. Morton, and Adam Blackstone and watch
Jay
them.
Morton.
Yeah, yes. It was just like, you know, life couldn't get better than that. There's not even a movie that would be more interesting to watch than that, you know. And I didn't have to do nothing but sit there and just watch them just work. And it was magical, you know, and we recorded the song just on my iPhone, and just I could just play it on my iPhone just from the little microphone in there that recorded it, and it sounds like it's ready to go to radio just from them playing in an open room, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really, you know, I'm really a fan of that day, you know, because it was really like a reality check of
history.
All my
achievements. That's history.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, so I have a thing, I tell a lot of people, you know, like, when it comes to being creative, don't be the only chicken in a room full of eagles. And I always try to make sure that I'm an eagle, you know, and that I deserve to be in the room with the people I am. Whatever job I'm there to do, I want to be the best at it, you know. And in that case, you know, like, it made me realize that I was, you know, what I always tell other people to be, because I knew that at that point I deserved to be in that room, you know, because I've put in enough work to, you know, to be on the level that I could sit in the room with P.J. Morton while he's on piano, and Adam Blackstone while he's on bass, and Queen Latifah while she's writing the song, because I know the job that I'm there to do to complement what they're doing, I've done enough to, you know, to be like one of the best at it. And, you know, it's all the hardship and the learning and the struggle. You know, being homeless, I've done everything that, you know, but still in pursuit of my music, you know.
And, who you telling?
Yeah, and
yes.
That's the kind of thing.
And still doing stuff, and still, it
yeah.
Ain't stop.
No, not at all. No, it gets real every day. Yeah. Yep.
That is so true, because I'm telling you, it's hard out here, especially when you...
Yeah.
Proceed. It's even harder. It is even harder.
Yes, for sure.
Now, to all the listeners out there, if they want to check out, you know, some of your videos, because I checked out some, and your music, or if they want to just connect and network with you, where could they go to?
The best place to go is our website, which is thesenateonline.com. It has pretty much everything on there. We got a lot of stuff that we're about to update. Within the next, like, week, we have a lot of stuff that's about to update, and we just released a single called Rock, Paper, Swag. It's going to be, like, our first, like, single that we're actually releasing on iTunes, because we usually just give, you know, music away, just download it and, you know, do whatever, but we just put our first song on iTunes actually yesterday, so it'll be up and available in, like, another day or two. It's just under The Senate, and it's Rock, Paper, Swag is the single. And it's a song that features every artist on our team and about four of our just close friends. You know, it's like a 6-minute song. It's like everybody in LA is on it, it feels like. But, you know, we were just having fun. You know, we had the strobe lights on in the studio, and we were just having fun, just doing a song that makes no sense, and it turned out so great. The energy on it is phenomenal. But if you want to check out anything, that's the best place to go.
And also, you're going to have to have your artists to, come on the Nicki Rich show, too.
Oh, no, they would love to do that. Yeah, they would love that.
That'll be
anytime
awesome.
Anytime you're ready.
I'll be in L.A. BET weekend, so, maybe we can set up some live interviews.
Yeah. What day are you getting here for that week?
The 27th.
Oh, you're getting here a day too late. Change your flight. we're having a Michael Jackson tribute party at the Conga Room on the 26th. It's the event is called Black and White. It'll be a black and white affair, so all attire will be black and white.
Oh, well, I need to come then.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you definitely should come for that. It's going to be a really special
Man.
Thing. I have a lot of people that we're talking to that were relative to Michael's career that we're going to be bringing out. We can't release their names until next week, until after the contracts are signed and everything. But as soon as those contracts are signed, we will be like blasting it out like crazy. But it's going to be a very amazing event. We're centering the focus of the performance element of the event around the dance community in LA. Because there's nothing better than to reflect Michael and his dancing, his music and his dancing. But, I would kind of try to stay away from too much performance element because I didn't want a lot of people disrespecting Michael's song,
Exactly.
Yeah, but as far as the dance side of it, I mean, I know there's some people out there that would love to see, other choreographers' translations of Michael's work. So...
Man, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you need to get another flight.
It's going to be awesome. Let's see, I know I'm going to have to get there earlier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but either way it goes, if you wanted to do some stuff while you're here, I'll definitely come out to wherever you are. I'll bring the whole army over here and we'll come see you.
Most definitely, because we're going to get it in. These live interviews on location, and that's what it's all about. Like you say, you have your artists that you work with. We just, that's what the show is about. We want to let everybody know, what's going on from coast to coast to across the globe,
For sure.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but if anybody wants to connect with us, and collaborate on a musical level, they could definitely email me. My email address is divine@thesenateonline.com. And I love receiving new music. I love setting up, outside writers and musicians and producers with my team, because they're all in need of that connection, without the musicians and
Both
producers
definitely.
And the other writers, we wouldn't be able to survive. We need each other, so... If anybody out there is interested in working, definitely please feel free to hit us up.
And that's real. And I know we got a lot of listeners that's tuned in, and I know that they're going to be connecting with you because, people be watching, they be listening.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I've met some of my closest and most talented friends just by, building and communicating and reaching out just like this. And I've had a lot of success with people that way, so.
Exactly. And see, I know a lot of artists that are serious and dedicated, they out here working too, and they always ask, do you know somebody, they always look for people, but nobody's never there, that they can talk to or connect with, It's like.
Right.
It's like another. It's like something else is going on or, it's like
Absolutely.
If nobody ever there was a serious one.
you
got to wean out the ones that's not serious.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're here and we're serious. We want to build our network to, to where we have relationships with people all over the world. And I think that's the only way that we're going to continue to grow and even be, be further along than where we are because we're not trying to stay in the same position. So.
Exactly. And every year it gets better and better,
Oh, yeah, every month.
Exactly.
It doesn't even take a whole year. But every month it gets better. So,
and I watched that. Just looking at your life and what you've accomplished thus far, you know, like, what with all the people that you work with and just amazing, like, very, like you said, it seems like, you know, it's the highest you can go, but it's so much more that God has for you, you know, in store for you. You know, it's something greater. It's something bigger for you on your journey.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and I think that, you know, with what you just said, it's very true, because I don't really discuss, like, you know, all the time, like, what my beliefs are, what my focus is, because I always reflect back to that six-year-old kid who wanted to play guitar to be in a band across the street, and my goal from that point, you know, all the way to this point in my life was never the Grammys or the platinum plaques or working with famous people. My goal was always just to become a great songwriter, a great producer, you know, and that's the goal that I focus on. It's never the other stuff. You know, I've done some of everything, but, you know, the thing that I'm most proud of is the last song I wrote, not the one I won a Grammy for. You know, I'm mostly proud of, like, the thing I did yesterday, you know, because I see the growth and the expansion and everything that I've achieved, you know, reflects in every new song that I write or I'm a part of, in whatever way I'm a part of it, you know. And I think that's what's most important, you know, to have something focused bigger than the success. Because if you just focus on a Grammy, you'll be depressed the rest of your life after you win it, you know, because there's nothing else to do. You achieved your highest level of success for your imagination, and now what, you know? So you'll be like a person who's, like, miserable and jumping off a bridge or something later on because you just can't find happiness. Yeah.
Yes. And see, you would think that, okay, I achieved the Grammy, you know, I accomplished, you know, that's it, you know. But no, it gets bigger and better and bigger and bigger. You know, it's going to be something greater. And then, you know, the thing about you is, you stay consistent. Even when you got it, you didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You kept going, and you're still going right now.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's funny. I mean, I remember the first year that I got nominated and ended up actually winning that year, I didn't even go to the Grammys because it was that irrelevant to me, you know?
Oh, my God.
It was just like, it was like, I don't really care because, you know, I had this vision in my head, like, when I left my parents' house that I wanted to buy my mother a flower shop. And in my mind, I was a complete failure because I never did that. You know, so unless that Grammy was going to come with a lease to a flower shop, it didn't really signify any level of success that I wanted, you know. It was just, you know, it's cool. I knew that it would open up other doors for my career, you know, but it wasn't really, you know, something that I was as proud of as I would have been if I would have been able to accomplish that one thing for my mother, you know. So, you know, so that's actually like my real, you know, outlook on music and everything else with the success that comes with it. You know, I've been to like 56 countries and, you know, I've traveled the world with like some of the most incredible artists that you could ever think of. But, you know, my personal goals for my family and myself, you know, those are the things that I really, you know, look forward to achieving, you know, better things and, you know, more stability and everything else for my kids and my, you know, my parents and brothers, cousins. I want them to be, you know, proud of what I've done for them and our family. You know, that's really like the most important thing long-term-wise that I want to achieve. You know, so it's a constant goal that I'm trying to, like, you know, improve on. So.
And how do you balance, like, your family life and, you know, your work? How do you manage to do that?
Well, I know for me, like, my daughter, I have my daughter pretty much full time. She's 5 years old, and I, you know, ever since I kind of had to stop touring because I have her full time, so I still put all the tours together, and I'll go on like short run tours, but I try not to do the long stuff anymore. But I had to stop doing that, and then I also tried to eliminate nighttime recording sessions. So if you want to work with me, we'll probably start, you know, in the morning and be done by the early evening because I have to go pick her up from school, and once I pick her up, it's usually hard to do any music. I gotta, you know, kind of entertain her. So So it just took me, like, kind of, you know, really to try to eliminate some of the habits that we create as musicians, you know, because all the late night sessions. And then the thing I found out is that we're really not that productive at late at night. Like, it's really a bad time to work. You know, you'll be in the studio for hours just kind of like fighting sleep. And, you know, I mean, you might have a great idea just because you're, you know, you are talented at what you do. But if you do it in the daytime, I mean, you know, there's some days I come in at 10 in the morning and I leave by 12:30, you know.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's like, because, you know, it's just like time management for the song versus, you know, just having this whole long night, you know, to work on a song. You still don't really get nothing done because, you know, you're half asleep, you know, taking a whole bunch of 5-hour energies and whatever you can to stay awake. And, you know, just doesn't
That's
seem to
lot.
Be like a productive habit, you know.
That is a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't know if I don't know if I've perfectly mastered the balance. But I have been improving it. But I know, like, it's a very challenging thing. You know, I have to – sometimes, you know, I have to have my daughter, like, in business meetings. I've had her on stage with me at concerts. I've had her, you know, in all kinds of rehearsals. Like, there's nobody in the music industry that isn't familiar with Skylar. You know, she's all over, you know, all over the place. And she's argued with the most famous people you can think of. You know, her and Nicki Minaj got into it because – Nicki wanted her to come, you know, she invited her to go dance with her, and Skylar was 2.5 at the time, and she didn't understand how she was going to go to dance with Nicki Minaj and didn't have her tutu, you know, and that's exactly what she told Nicki. She was like, well, I don't have a tutu, so I can't dance with you, you know, and, you know, it's just funny, like, how many people she came across and doesn't even realize it, you know.
That is too sweet. Oh.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, just to have her around, you know, and her to see you, you know, you working and achieve, like, kids, they're going to remember that as they get older, you know. You know, when you with your parents, you're going to remember all this. And when she get older, she can say, oh, you know, even though they're going to be old school by the time she get older. But she can say that, you know, she was in the studio with these people and all, you know.
Yeah. No, she's starting to catch on to it now. Because even whenever we were working with Queen Latifah, she was there and she was like, Daddy, I don't know. I've never met her before, but why do I know her voice? And I was like, well, that's Ellie from Ice Age. And she was like, she just made the most cute face whenever she realized who she was because she knew her voice, you know, but she didn't know, like, why she knew her voice, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, but when I told her it was Ellie from Ice Age, it just made her day. So, yeah, so she is at that age now where she's very impressionable by certain people, like Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber. She lives for all of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know she do, especially that Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, no, that's her favorite right there. Yeah.
Have you ever worked
Daddy,
with him?
Daddy, go to Vivo. Huh? No, I never worked with Justin. Not Bieber. I never worked with him before. I'm not sure why, but we've never did anything together. Yeah.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah, just Justin Timberlake, you know.
Oh, I love Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
That's all you need.
I love Justin Timberlake. He is hot. Now, that's a creative. When you talk about creative, he's very, and he's funny.
yeah, no, they're him, not just him, but his whole, like, team and his whole campaign, they do so well with making him relevant, you know. Because everybody can't do it, you know, disappear for 5 or 6 years and then come out and, you know, have number one selling album, period, you know.
Exactly.
That's easy to do. Only people that can do that is, like, Sade, you know. Like, anybody else try to do that, to get written off, like, nobody cares, you know?
Exactly. He is hot, though. He is hot. That's like Eminem to me. That's like Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of remind me of Eminem. Like, you think he can go and come back.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
Look, Eminem's going to be relevant forever because I'm saying he can come back anytime and shut it down.
because he created a space in rap, you know, that he owns. Like, you know, he's the first to be and do some of the things he's done, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the people will never remember the best. They'll always remember the first, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't want to battle him either.
No, you don't want that.
No, you don't want to battle Eminem now. I don't care who you are.
For sure.
But, you know, we're just so glad that you were able to come on tonight, and we got to learn about, you know, everything that you got going on and your artists. We look forward to, you know, if it's anything, I know you say you got upcoming events, let us know. We can promote it. You know, we will put it out on our social networking and on our site as well.
Perfect.
And we'll boost it out. We'll put it out there.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch with you for sure, because we always got something going on. And the people that are in the music industry, you know, that's like our specialty, that we want to bring them together. You know, we're doing a songwriters retreat where we're taking like a bunch of RVs and going camping this summer and just going to write songs, and we're going to bring a whole recording studio and record them by campfire, you know. And
wow.
For no reason, you know, it's not to do it for, you know, to make money. We're just doing it to, you know, kind of just live and breathe creativity, you know, and work with people we've never worked with before and record in a place we've never recorded before, you know. And then, you know, we'll just put it out and just let people hear what we wrote and came up with over this 5-day trip, you know. So we have a bunch of cool stuff like that we do. And, you know, I'll always have the information. I'll send it to you. And if any of your listeners are interested, then they'll have the opportunity to come and join us. So, because it's always open. So,
well, you know,
I don't care if there was 100 RVs. Yeah.
They will. Because I got a lot of, like I said, I got a lot of dedicated, serious, and they're good, you know, good artists, but it's like they don't have nowhere to go, you know, so that would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, bring them on. We could build our own stage, and we ain't got to go nowhere.
I know, that's right.
You
know, Do you ever come back to the East Coast?
I, you know, only whenever I do like some programming stuff. I was just in Atlanta with Kelly Rowland for about a month, and I was just putting together like, you know, some stuff for her and Dream, but that's the last time. I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe a little longer, I think, but it was not too long ago. She was getting ready to do her tour, the Lights Out tour. I think a lot of the dates they end up canceling because she got booked on X Factor, but she did do like at least 5 or 6 of the dates. So.
Nah, I love Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, Dirty Laundry. She did such a brilliant job of kind of like filling people in on the true story and feelings and emotions that she was going through, you know, as an artist, like in the shadows of a giant, you know. So,
exactly.
In a bad relationship. Like, I mean, I think she did a great job of telling her story, you know. So.
And that's why I tell people, you never know what people are going through. You never know. You just see the fame and the fortune. You don't know what they're going through at home or what's going on. But when they tell their story, you're like, oh, you know, you're like, I can believe it. But,
right.
You know, you never know what's going on in people's life, you know, they got a lot going on, you know, looking at different people that, you know, are out here on drugs and drinking and, you know, and they are stars and stuff, you know, you don't know what the reason why.
Yeah, everybody has a story, and a lot, and usually it's not a happy one, so you can't be fooled by all the lights and the flashiness. Yeah.
You got to just trust God and just keep it going. You know, he'll see you through, you know. That's what I say, just keep moving, you know. But first you have to recognize, you know, like you have to know, like, oh, this is a problem. you know, and it's good
right.
that she knew, you know, she
yeah.
was able to distinguish this is something going on here, you know, this is not right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a very bold, bold approach to being honest and expose yourself like that, you know, and it's beautiful
yeah.
whenever people do it, you know, and I think that the world will respond accordingly, you know, they all are like loving that she did that and that they could share that experience with her, so.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah.
Now, is there any last words, any shout-outs? Because I know I definitely want to shout out Mama, you know, your PR.
Oh, yeah, Mel, yeah. Mel's the greatest. I told her yesterday I wish
yeah.
I could clone her. Like, you know, because she's like the PR version of me, I feel like. I mean, because everything she does, it's like, you know, it's like giving without any concern of receiving anything in return. It's just, you know, unconditional, like, belief in you, you know? And I mean, everything that she stands for and everything that she's helped me with, I mean, she's been down with me for so many years now that, you know, and, I,
yes.
and I'm always just like, man, what did I do to deserve this person, you know? So, you know, I'm looking forward
to Mama Vegas.
Your Mama what?
Mama Vegas.
Oh, Mama Vegas, yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing what me and Mama Vegas are going to do over the next year, at least. You know, we have to, like, do something, like, great. I just know we are because
mm-hmm.
there's no way that that kind of energy can come together and something not great come out of it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I definitely
that's
want
real.
To shout out her. I mean, you know, there's nobody that's been riding for me in the way she has for as long as she has for no reason at all other than how she believes in what we stand for, you know.
Uh-huh. So exactly. And she is amazing, you know, and that's when I say definitely want to surround yourself around someone amazing like that, you know. So I love
yeah,
her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And
yes.
I definitely look forward to like growing with her and seeing what we can accomplish, you know.
Exactly. Is there any other shout outs or anything, anybody, or any, I would say, words that you would like to share to the listeners out there?
No, I mean, I feel like everything that I have to say, like, that's relative to, you know, to music, I've kind of said it, you know, I could reiterate it, but I think that people get it, you know. The best thing I can say is please, if you're interested in working and growing and collaborating and networking, then find us. We want to do the same thing and we want to know you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the main thing, you know. So anybody that's interested, please hit us up. And again, the sendintonline.com, all of our information is on there. So.
And we're going to feature you on the site as well, so we're going to have it on the site and have it linked, too.
Okay. So will they be able to listen to all this, the whole interview? After?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's on iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're on College Underground Radio, also on Blog Talk and NikkiRichShow.com. You can listen all those areas.
Oh, nice. That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom.
Yes.
She'll love to hear this. So I'm gonna definitely like make her sit down and have my brother show her how to find it. Yeah, she definitely won't ever find
it.
Huh?
We'll send it to you after the show too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate
yeah.
you taking the time to talk to me. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, most definitely. And like I said, we're here to, you know, get the word out and support your movement. And like I said, if you can tweet us and let us know or what have you, let us know what you got going on. We'll shoot it out to the people.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Most definitely. And, you know, we just thank you again for being our guest tonight. We welcome you back anytime. And like I said, we're here for you. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to three-time songwriter, producer, Grammy Award winning songwriter and producer, you know, Divine Evans. You can go follow him on Twitter at Divine Evans. And we're excited tonight. We're getting it in. We're really ecstatic about our guest for tomorrow as well. We got Avant coming through, so you don't want to miss that. But right now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into the second half of our show. But right now we're going to go to some old school R&B, and we got Spleckavelli here.
Girl, I know you're not going to let him play you like that.
I don't know. Something's up.
What you need is a Spleckavelli.
A what? A Spleckavelli. You know, he ain't your husband. He ain't your boyfriend. But it's a fine brother you can call on. Time's my phone.
You know, there comes a period in every woman's life when she gets frustrated, fed up with a man and all his dinner hangups. A woman is a man that doesn't come with any drama behind it, you know. Someone that can just love her down with no strings attached. And his name is Spleckavelli.
Tell me what kind of Superman would take you in his bedroom, baby, and hit you with some front, back, and side to side.
Shots. Pop, 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 this cash I got go long like wide receivers. That's your speakers, I just tweak them. I don't try them, used to throwing it so hot, it'll burn a fever. I am David Balls, I'm thinking the sauce. Sweep your team in the series hard. Oh my lord, that was, oh my god. This first turn, I just went off.
Respect my hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you're with me, raise your black bandanas. Check the hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you're with me, wave your black bandana. Black bandana, wave your black bandana. My people, if you're with me, wave your black bandana. Check my grammar, I'm a sound with the banger. Bang it like a hammer.
Yeah, alright, what's happening? First off, you ain't what you stand for. Middle finger flip, now why that? I'm feeling this like a track was attracted. Like a sack with a fat ass and pretty tits. And you guess right, I'm a d- now who's sitting with that worst? Flip words is like them birds flip. And who spit like them birds? First six, somebody call a nurse quick. I'm nasty. Hit the flow proper like I'm classic. See, I took y'all from Brighton, so the stock is broke drastically. And actually, I just might happen to be the last with breed of individuals to use everyday words immaculately. And I ain't bragging, see, I'm just trying to swag the beat and make your nice head a little bit like you was lacking sleep. And if you sleep on me, where is the no-no? See, my flow is not for a fuck. Don't forget it if you missed it, then kill yourself. Wrap me up for Christmas and give me back to myself. I'm gifted.
Respect my hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, raise your black bandanas. Check the hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, wave your black bandana. Black bandana, wave your black bandana. My people, if you with me, wave your black bandana. Yeah, check my grammar, I'm a sound with the banger. Let me go bang it like a hammer.
Yeah. Premeditated, I'm killing rhythms on purpose. It's never basic, I lace it, blaze it, it's murder. All UK from the UK, don't care what they say, oh you heard her. No property around here, man, I get fried and flipped like a burger. I keep myself to myself, cause I know deep down that knowledge is wild. Take that to the bank, I move like a tank, so solid, but I still move south. But I'm still on your radar, cause I spray hard and I take charge. Just like a magic, look, I actually create great wars. You get me, Dave Bars, YG, the game odds. I'm a production, if they can't see, I get to rage,
this is
the victory. Exactly what it appears to be. They're in a race, but they don't mean shit to me. I'm too simple, I'm history. One, any rhythm I'm on. No kidding, spitting the bomb. No pitting for middle, it's long. No greatest written I'm from. Kong, rise of the planet at the eight. Yeah, cage up, planet with K. Caesar, straight.
Respect my hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, raise your black bandanas. Check the hustle, Russell Simmons in the manner. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, wave your black bandanas. Black bandana, wave your black bandana. My people, if you with me, wave your black bandana. Yeah, check my grammar, I'm a sound with the banger. Bang it like a hammer.
Myself or anybody else that calls in. All right, you were just listening to Big Chin, Black Bandanas. Right now, we're going to get into some more music. We got Bracket. We're going to take all the way to New York. This is Bracket Music, and this is Hello.
Hello.
Thanks to the Greek Slice. Celebrate slice. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like. Give me that. Give me that. Fake celebrate slice. Strap those racks like.
Relax on.
producing, bragging, cameras flashing, just say hello. You bear gummy, neck and wrist sunny, nothing move but the money. My gator pockets got a ching. Oh, that's not a thing. Bought up in more pot than the bottom of your sink. Oh, oh, there he go. I'm ready though. Lines are raw like I just got in from Mexico. It's all the same though. Hate or not, that's more potato like a tater tot. No, I bless you, know how to best do. All the sights dripping, I need a wetsuit. Fresh in the cut, I got a Hermes swag. Recession what, I must have missed that. I bring shorties to the crib, you can bet on it. I got a rug with a head of a bear on it. I don't be popping raw, but if you popping off, I'll be the one and others knocking at my door saying,
Hey,
tell a Greek slice.
Hey,
tell a Greek slice. Strap those racks like
money.
Strap those racks like
money.
Give me that, give me that.
No.
Bank teller greets like
no.
Strap those racks like
money.
Introducing
no.
Bracket, cameras flashing, just don't go in. Mark ready, go, wrists flooded like mom was there when the levees broke. I'm in a CD cash, make a lane, Stevie Nash. Keep the crowd moving, breeze through the easy pass. Arm like Olivian, every car you see me in. A lot of green palm trees like the Caribbean. Shorty's on my voice now, she's yelling,
no.
I wanna see that ass moving. Jello, think we already know your choice. John's the way, wink, wink, I give him hugs and moist lingerie. No shy guy, flows up like high tide. Anywhere from my tide, connected like Wi-Fi. Don't gotta ask if you can see well. Thrown at the strip club, I cash throw like Fidel. Be on a DL, and that's low, low. What you ain't know I can spit? Ask around, what you think?
Bank teller,
Greek slice. Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like
money.
Strap those racks like
money.
Give me that, give me that.
No.
Bank teller greets like
no.
Strap those racks like
money.
Introducing
no.
Bracket, cameras flashing, just say
no.
Blow up. Nagasaki. I pray that blast beat the case, Marcy on Rocky. But until then, we gon' get that check and sip on sake. I'm playing overseas and yes, ballin' in my house. 600 on the belt and shorty asking why I'm cocky. She think I'm crazy too, I'm screaming. Everybody, I'm on my second seven, shorty, we just getting started. You ask anyone, they know who parted the hardest. I turn it up, business if I'm the fire starter. I'm doing you never seen Harlem Globe. I'm serving music to you fiends like a closed project. I do this shit,
I do it for my hood. I just rep them all. Rep them all. Rep them all. I do it for my city. I take it all. Take it all. Take it all. If you feel me, put your hand through the roof. If you won't stop, even when the show stops, you will never lose. If you feel me, put your hand through the roof. When the clock stops, move up for the bomb.
That's what it is. We rocking right now, Dead Fresh Shawty. Through the roof right now. We in it in. It's the special time where we play all the hottest of the independent artists. And I want to give a shout out to all the listeners and supporters. I'm telling you, the numbers are getting outrageous right now. We're really growing and expanding. I mean, we're growing, so it's just like, woo! It's going so fast for me. Y'all have to excuse me, too, because I'm kind of losing my voice because we are really grinding over here on this end. But shout out to all the supporters and listeners. Thank you so, so much. And it's like everybody is teaming up because they see the vision and they're teaming up to work together and make this thing happen and make it grow and make it build to where it needs to be. And it's just truly amazing. And sometimes it overwhelms me because I'm like, I can't believe it's happening, but it is. It is. And, we're doing it and we're making it happen. And it's only happening because of God, and he's allowing, you know, this platform to be here. And I'm just truly blessed, you know, for all that he does with us, you know, and just got to follow along, you know, and do what's right. But shout out to all the indie artists that is working hard, is in rotation. We got some good music. I'm going to tell you, I know about every song now. We really got some great music that's in rotation right now. I'm going to go to right now JL, Miss JL Music, and this is Time and Time Again.
put up my Escalade looking for a lady. Friday night just got big when you be my baby. I don't want no commitment. All I want is some attention. Jump in the ride, let's spin some corners, looking for some action. To the back of the store, get what you want, I need some satisfaction. Everything's on me tonight. All I want is a one. Tell me, baby, if you understand. All I want is a one. All I want is a one. Let me know if you understand. All I want is a one. Music bumping, bodies jumping to the funky beat. Candlelight dinner for two.
The hottest radio station on the planet is the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in. We getting it in with the hottest indie artists out there rocking coast to coast across the globe. We winding things down here tonight, guys. We winding it down. We want you to tune in tomorrow. We got Avon in the building, so you don't want to miss that. It's going to be crazy. So shout out to Avon. And I'm looking forward to that one. But to everybody, you can follow me on my social networking site. You already know, NikkiRichShow.com. You can log on to Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, LinkedIn at Miss Nikki Rich, Instagram and Facebook at Miss Nikki Rich. So you can check us out there. And we're going to leave you tonight, guys, with bad news. And this is Whole Weight. So much love to you. We end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success.
Bad news. Young Smash. What's the hit?
Young Smash.
Turn
the
boy, welcome to the camp, my Hey, Slam.
Be in need in the building.
Talk to these donors.
You can tell them I ain't whole way. I got a super there, flow by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8. You can tell them I ain't whole way.
Street got them dirt sheet numbers. My name, oh
my name. You can tell them my name, oh wait. Hey, you can tell them my name, oh wait.
Look at my neck. Look at my wrist. I see why I be hating. Cause I stay up on my shit. My name, whole weight. In these streets, I take a straight. Face card good with the plug. So I'm straight. BME and UPT. It's a move. When me and Smash out, we went too bad, bad, cooler. Stash house full of one running out of space. I'm in and out of rental cars, trying to dodge a case. Rick going for the 26 flat. Some Gucci, when a nigga step out, I swear the is like a movie. Dirt sheet numbers on the loud, some straight. And I'ma hold that six down till they free my uncle play.
I got super there, flow by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8.
Straight, got them dirt sheet numbers. My name, whole weight.
You can tell them my name, whole weight. Hey, you can tell them my name, whole weight. Bad news.
My whole team winning, we straight. All my niggas getting cake. Real niggas, put your hands in the air. If you know your name, whole weight. I can't see myself going broke. I got a plug that'll drive me with the weight. But I really can't take no more. Cause the stage high running out of space. No smash, I'm a real street. I run through a pack in a couple days. I got 10 reds put to the side. Just in case I ever catch a case. You can tell that my name whole weight. Whole thing going for the eight. $40 get you an eight. See that my stupid plug in the eight. Okay. Our whole weight literally got 5 pounds. Put up for the drought. I'ma smash the street. Y'all smash the kid. And yeah, I with being me. Smashing through the city. All the real goons with me.
I got a stupid there plug by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8.
Straight, got them dirt sheet numbers. My name, whole weight.
You can tell them my name, whole weight. Hey, you can tell them my name, whole weight. Bad news.
You're smashing the beat.